Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And they're gonna let him die so they can take his good heart.
I'm weak.
What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to yet another episode of your favorite podcast in the world, DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I, one of your lovely hosts, music lover, music appreciator, cultural savant, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host and hip hop aficionado, A-Dub.
Yes, it is Friday. The weekend is here. I can feel the weekend air. It just feels different out here.
Yes, it feels good. Weekend vibes all around. Let's get it.
Big Friday energy. Now, Chris Brown is giving some advice to artists for their live shows, and it looked like a lot of people need it out here, so this is good. Also, Saweetie has a brand new partnership with McDonald's. She's doing big things. Lovers and Friends Festival is back. Nas has announced a brand new album. Rick Ross is out here flexing with his 100 cars. Soulja Boy is out here flexing as well. He has a brand new cannabis company. Plus, there's tons of new music. YNW Melly, Isaiah Rashad, Young Dolph, Tink, and more. Let's get down to it. Okay, so Chris Brown is coming to save the day. Captain Breezy is officially about to save the day for everybody. He's got some advice for artists out here that are struggling with their live shows.
Yes, and a lot of people are thinking that it may be a slight jab at the baby. I feel like we talked about the baby every day this week because it's always been something.
And did.
Yeah. So what happened was Chris Brown basically took his Instagram story and he wrote this. He said, "Shut the F up. Do your shows."
Wait. Because the truth rained out on Instagram.
Literally.
Facts were spoken, points were made. But continue.
He says, "Do your shows, thank everybody, then get the F off stage."
I mean, solid advice from a veteran in this. Chris Brown has been in this well over a decade. He's been in it since he was a teenager. He knows the vibes. Like, I think they should listen to him.
Yeah, I really don't think that, like, when Chris Brown has performed, taking the stage, he really doesn't say anything else. He really just performs and he gets up off that stage.
Now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, I've been to a few Chris Brown shows and he doesn't talk that much.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
Literally just sings and dances his behind off and goes home.
Right. And I guess as other artists should, we should be taking notes from Chris Brown at this point.
I like it. I like it. But of course, you know, people try to tie it into the thing with the baby, mm-hmm. saying that he should have taken that advice. You know, social media hasn't let up on him yet. So, of course, this was going to get tied in. Do you think Chris Brown really was directing that towards him in a shady way? Or do you think he was really just trying to give some sound advice? Or do you think it didn't have anything to do with the baby?
I'm thinking it has to do something with the baby, because we hardly get Chris Brown really speaking out like this. It was his Instagram story to say about something. And with everything going on with the baby, from like brands dropping him and other artists chiming in and everybody's going back and forth on what he said on the stage, I think it is directed towards the baby in a way, and I think it's good advice. And yeah, what do you think?
I think the baby situation sparked him saying it for sure, but I think it's general advice to these artists, because the baby is not the only one this applies to.
Right.
This applies to plenty of people. I feel like this is for Boosie. This is for T.I. Like, this is for all of these people we've been hearing from this week that we didn't need to hear from on certain subjects. I feel like this applies to everybody. I feel like it's just some OG game from somebody that's been through it. Like, Chris Brown has been through these same situations that the baby is going through right now, that T.I. is going through, like, all of them. He's been through these situations. So I feel like it's just some OG game for people in general that are in music and performers. But I definitely do think it sparked from all this convo about the baby.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Exactly.
Now, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about Saweetie, because she is getting to it, man. Saweetie keeps an opportunity. She keeps a new move, a new venture. And her latest one is huge. She's got a brand new deal with McDonald's. She's getting her own celebrity meal.
Yes, congratulations to Saweetie on collecting that bag.
Let's go, that icy bag. You're going to be real icy now. I'm expecting a brand new chain, new watch, new something after you get that McDonald's bag, because that ain't no joke. We saw what happened with Travis Scott when he had his McDonald's meal. I'm just saying. Yeah, the coins are coming in.
Yeah, so hopefully Saweetie gets the same type of bag or even a bigger bag, because what she does on her Instagram and social media is a lot of people see what type of meals she creates and how she makes her noodles. And everybody knows Saweetie don't play with her food.
This is on brand. She really does not play with her food. Like, that is a top thing Saweetie's known for.
Yes, so she finally got the collab with McDonald's. And for her celebrity meal, it's going to be a Big Mac, 4-piece chicken nuggets, medium world famous fries, a medium Sprite, the tangy barbecue sauce, and a Saweetie and sour sauce. Okay.
I like what they did there. I see what y'all did there, McDonald's and Saweetie.
Okay,
I
Mickey
see.
D's.
I like the play on words. But shout out to Saweetie for the finesse, though, and Travis Scott for the finesse, and whoever else had a McDonald's deal, because literally they don't do anything. Like, there's no sort of change to the ingredients. It's literally just a burger, some nuggets and fries and a drink.
Literally.
That you could already get at McDonald's. Shout out to the finesse, because this literally takes nothing. Like, they're literally just paying Saweetie to use her name, face. This takes no creativity, no work.
Yeah, nothing.
This is a finesse. This is a come up. Shout out to Saweetie, man. Are you going to be pulling up to get a Saweetie meal?
I am when it becomes available in August. I may have to get it, see if they got it available. So
I wonder if they're going to have the cutouts, the life-size cutouts and posters. Ooh. And stuff like they have for the Travis Scott meal, the memorabilia to go with it. I wonder if they're going to have that as well, or if it's just going to be strictly the meal.
Yeah, because with Travis Scott, they had like a t-shirt, or the employees did at least, right? And like, people kind of selling the employee t-shirt.
Yeah, they had a couple of different things for Travis Scott. I know they had posters too. People were stealing the posters off the McDonald's window. Oh. It was a lot going on for Travis Scott. So I wonder if Saweetie's going to get some of that too. But either way, this is a big look. I love to see her doing things outside of music. Hopefully next thing she jumps into is fashion, because that is one of the things she's known for as well. But we shall see. Now, speaking of things we shall see about, we go see if this Lovers and Friends Festival is really coming back, because they just re-announced it. And this lineup is still crazy. You remember Lovers and Friends Festival from last year?
Yeah, it was supposed to be in Los Angeles, right? Was that the thing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now it's moving to Las Vegas, and the lineup is just as stacked as it was the first time around. You got Lauryn Hill on the headline. You got Usher, Lil Jon and Ludacris. You got TLC, Ciara, and Nelly. It's seven main headliners. Mm. But those are just like literally the people on the first line. Then you got a stacked lineup under that too.
Yep, you got Ashanti, Ja Rule, Neo, Trey Songz, Brandy, and Monica.
Oh my goodness. Who we gonna find out whose boy it is, finally.
Yes, we gotta figure it out.
Then you got Timbaland on there, Akon, T-Pain, Lil' Kim, Eve, Sean Paul, Fabulous, The Dream, Fat Joe, Genuine, Escape, Jodeci. Oh my goodness. Mace, Cassie, Twista, Maya, Cameron. So many people up here.
And even like in the littler print, you got Drew Hill, you got Joe, Trina, Tweet, A. Marie, Khalees, Ying Yang Twins, Mike Jones, John B., Baby Come Bash, on. Nina Sky,
Come Donnell on. Jones, 112. They just really... I think the criteria for this lineup, I think the way that they strategized it was who has been out for 10 plus years that people like as an artist. I think that was the criteria. And then they were like, oh, everybody. Yeah, bring them all. Let's get them all. Let's get everybody. Who's free? Who's available? Let's get them.
Right. And the fact that this is a one day festival with three stages. So you got all those acts in one day. I prefer that over like a 2-day, 3-day festival, because I can see everybody in one day, basically.
Right. You don't have to stay the whole weekend, worry about. Booking a couple days worth of hotels. Like, you just pop in, pop out. Now, I wonder if Lauryn Hill is really going to show up to this. Like, or is she going to show up with 30 minutes left to go in the festival? Like, I'm wondering if she going to, like, really be there.
I was wondering that, too. Like, they should put, like, an asterisk beside her name and, like, fine print. Be like, she may be coming. So, but, like, be expecting it. But also don't get your hopes up just in case.
Right. In case. But everybody else on here, Ashanti and John, like, the nostalgia is going to be crazy. You got anybody that made great music in the late 90s, early 2000s, they're basically on this lineup. It's happening Saturday, May 14th, or as I like to call it, Asia Birthday Eve.
Oh, again, yeah.
You know, May 15th is my birthday. May 14th is the festival. So I'm just saying it. I don't know if it's a coincidence. They know my birthday weekend is a big weekend. It's a big thing. So I just feel like this was a little strategic, and I like it. I like what they did with it.
No, I feel it. It's definitely a day to start off your birthday celebration, Asia. You got to be there. It's in Vegas, Party City.
Lovers and friends. And I feel like this is a good concert to find you maybe a little summer fling at.
Oh, yeah. Kind
of. Yeah, I don't know. It looked like a vibe. It looks like a vibe. I don't know if all of these people that are on the lineup are going to make it there. I'm skeptical about that part, but I feel like it still is going to be a good vibe.
For sure. And if you are interested in going to that concert, pre-sale starts August 2nd, and they got like some payment plans starting at like $20 down for a $175 ticket. So it's not even that expensive.
Wow. They see, they're really for the people because they doing payment plans on the $100-something ticket.
Come on.
That's real. They really for the people. Shout out to Lovers and Friends Festival. Y'all good for that, because Rolling Loud tickets, you know, those are several hundred dollars. So I see why they're doing payment plans. You doing a payment plan on the $175? I respect that.
Exactly.
Now, other things I respect: Nas, his lyricism, his legendariness in the game, any music he decides to put out, we respect that. And we got something new to respect now. He's dropping a new album.
Yeah, he just announced King's Disease 2.
Let's go. Back to back, baby. Why wait? Why wait?
Right.
Yeah, come right back with it. So yesterday, he revealed the cover art for King's Disease 2, and he said it's coming out Friday, August 6th. Like, he didn't even give us a long rollout. He didn't do a bunch of releases. He just said, here, it's coming.
Yeah, but if August 6th sounds a little familiar, it's because the date's been floating around for Donda, Kanye West's album, to be dropping as well. So we're going to see if that happens. But Nas, I feel like, definitely going to come out August 6th.
Yeah, if Nas said he's coming, I believe he's coming. Kanye, on the other hand, I don't know. Fool me once.
Right.
But I am wondering if Hit-Boy is going to executive produce this album like he did the other one.
I would hope so, because the first one did so good, so might as well bring him for the second one, right?
Yeah, I hope so too, but I don't know. He didn't say anything about it, so I'm like, should I not give my hopes up?
Right.
I don't know. We don't know any details about this. We just know it's coming out. Nas, give us some more information to work with here.
Yeah, something.
Come on. Now, let's get on to something that's not so much really news, but more of a flex. This is more the flexing segment. Big flexing. I don't know. We're working out a name for it.
Yeah, coming soon.
But Rick Ross revealed recently that he has 100 cars. Nothing new for the boss. We always see Rick Ross flexing, especially on his Instagram story. Like, he shows off his lavish lifestyle all the time. Mm-hmm. But the really surprising part about it all was that Rick Ross does not have a license.
What?
So imagine having 100 cars in your name that you own. It's yours. And then you don't take the time out to go get your driver's license. Come on, Rosé.
Right. Like, can you even get a car for real if you don't got a driver's license? Or it's like he like just has money. He can just buy it off the lot like that.
Right. When you Rosé, maybe the rules be a little different. I don't know.
Right.
But he did say that he is working on getting his license now. And in the clip where he talks about it, he's like, yo, when you fill out the paperwork to get a license, they ask you if you're an organ donor. And he was like expressing his skepticism about being an organ donor, because if he gets sick or if he gets hospitalized or something, he said they're going to look and see how good his heart is, and they're going to try to take his good heart, and they're going to let him die so they can take his good heart.
I'm weak.
Hey, I'm just saying, man, that's another one for the conspiracy theory podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an organ donor, and I said no for that exact reason. I'm like, yo, if I get hospitalized or if I happen to get in an accident or something, God forbid, I don't want them to be like, oh, well, so-and-so been on the kidney waiting list for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They need that ASAP. She might make it. She might get a 50% chance of making it. They're like, oh, well, let's just get her kidney. Like, all right, let's tell her family, nah, it's not likely she gonna make it. And then they pull the plug on me so they can get my good organs and give them to somebody else that been on the waiting list, and they got $200,000 for the new kidney.
Exactly. We've seen too many movies, too many scenarios where like stuff just gets crazy. And yeah, I'm not an organ donor for that reason as well, because who knows?
We don't know. We're not accusing nobody of nothing, but we just saying. I feel Ross on that conspiracy.
Yes.
What do we call it? DX Files. Coming soon.
DX Files, yep.
To a podcast streaming platform near you. Now let's get into some other big flexing news right now. Big Draco is at it again. Another venture. Another day, another Big Draco Soulja Boy venture, okay? This time he is back at it with a brand new cannabis company.
Yep, it's going to be called Soulja Exotics.
Ooh.
And the new brand will be serving medicinal quality marijuana in a market that already has lines, because it's not a new thing, but lines from Jim Jones, Currency, Wiz Khalifa, and many more have their own type of exotic medicine brand.
Hold on, I gotta fact check you there.
What's up?
Big Draco was the first rapper with a cannabis line. I don't care what they say. I don't care that Jim Jones, Currency, Wiz Khalifa, and them already had one for years now. Yep. Big Draco is the first rapper with his own cannabis line.
Gotta get it period. Right. Gotta get it right.
Now he's gonna be selling a limited quality of 3.5 grams of Grizzly Peak Soulja Exotics. And these are going to be sold at exclusive legal cannabis dispensaries out in California. You know, you try and break the law and all that. You try and keep everything on the up and up. So it's only going to be at those dispensaries. The first official release will be Grizzly Peak strain called Grease Runts. That's an interesting title for the pack.
Yeah, Grease Runts. Okay.
I don't know if I'm not a smoker, but I don't know if I would want to smoke grease.
Yeah, definitely. Grease is not on my agenda to do something like that. So,
but they said it's an indica strain with dark, dense purple flowers covered in trichomes. I am not quite sure what a trichome is. 420 community, smoker community, weed heads, let us know what trichomes are.
Yeah, because we have no clue. This is not a weed podcast all the way. So.
Yeah, though, it's not the 420 podcast.
Nah.
Maybe that branch will get started. Yeah, maybe we can do that in the future, too.
Exactly.
But Soulja Boy did wind up putting out a statement. He said, for years, I've been looking for a premium cannabis company to bring my product to market. Grizzly Peak grows their medicinal quality cannabis indoors in cocoa fiber, giving it a smooth inhale and exhale. I have so much going on in my head. I use weed to help me relax and function better so I can focus on my music, videos, and other entertainment businesses. Well said, Big Draco.
You think Soulja Boy really said that?
Like, no, okay. That is an example of a rapper doing what he should do and exercising his public relations team or his publicist.
Exactly. Please take notes.
Congratulations on your cannabis line, Big Draco. Big things. Big things going on all 2021. We love it. Now let's get into some of this new music. All right, so YNW Melly is dropping from Behind Bars.
Yep, there's an album out. He dropped Just a Matter of Slime. That's a new album.
I see what you did there. I'm liking the wordplay on today's episode. Now we also have new TDE, new Isaiah Rashad. He dropped his album, The House is Burning. I'm excited to get into that. I feel like I need a coloring book like to go along with it. Isaiah Rashad, you should drop a coloring book for that.
Oh, that would be a good merch idea if he did that.
I'm just saying. Come on. Mm-hmm. I try to tell these artists I got the ideas. But we got that. There's also New Young Dolph and Paper Route Empire got the Paper Route Illuminati. What do you think you have to sacrifice to get into the Paper Route Illuminati?
What do you guys sacrifice? Maybe a sprinter van so you don't get shot up or something?
A bulletproof sprinter. That's a good one. I was going to say like a gold chain maybe. Like you have to lay a gold chain at the helm of Young Dolph's feet.
Yes, as you should.
And then buy him a bulletproof sprinter van. I feel like that's the initiation for that.
Oh, definitely so. We need to figure out that too on the DX file. Like what do you got to do to get into the Paper Route Illuminati?
Yeah, we're gonna have to explore that on the Conspiracy Theory Podcast for sure.
And also we got something from our R&B queen, Tink. She dropped Heat of the Moment.
Been waiting on some new Tink forever, five ever. Streets needed it. It's here. I can't wait. Tink is so underrated. She makes such good music, such high quality R&B. Mm-hmm. Pen game is crazy. Delivery is crazy. She just makes great music. So I'm totally here for it. I will be playing it. I feel like it'll be a good counterpart to all the other music we've been getting for Toxic Summer so far.
Yes.
Like, I feel like it'll be a good balance to that. So I'm totally here for that.
For sure, for sure. And then you also got retired rapper Logic coming back with Bobby Tarantino 3.
Retirement never looks so busy.
Exactly.
And then, of course, you have All In by Skepta, the UK bruvdom.
Yeah, shout out to the UK.
Plenty of new music to get into. Plenty of shenanigans will take place this weekend, I'm sure. And we'll be back on Monday to recap it all. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you get your podcast at. And make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about this podcast. Put them on to DX Daily. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias. That's our Instagram and our Twitter, at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us, too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything, too.
Have a good weekend. We will see you on Monday with more daily news.
See ya.